This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Okay, so interesting. Market's holding again. What we've seen today what I kind of thought we might see after the bust. We saw the market fall, pull back since then, back to exactly where it was. And if you follow me across my social media accounts, you'll have known that I put out a bit of a call on a particular trade that I was stalking, because I hadn't actually set up at the moment that I put the call out. Because what I tend to do across MarketView, which is a subscription service, which you can actually go and get a free month on that, to be fair. You go to tradercobb.com/free, and you can get a free month there. You've got to put in all your details and everything. And, you know, if you do stay on, then yes, you will be charged the next month, but you can get on and have a free month, see what it's all about. I put a trade call out there with a complete breakdown of the trade on euro. I keep saying euro, Ethereum against the US dollar. And it did set up beautifully. It has gained to the upside. And it's been my first long trade in a while across the top 10. I'll be honest with you, we haven't seen a great deal go on for a long time. And if I tell you this, right, I've been stalking the market for quite some time. There's not really been any fantastic opportunities. But I can tell you this, right? Yesterday, when we did get one quick trade, have a look at what's going on. If you don't like it, tune out. If you do, stay on, do some courses. Let's get you moving forward and give you some structure to your trading strategy. So, guys, today, again, a relatively quiet market. I've got that trade on Ethereum against the dollar, which I'm very happy with. I'm looking at a couple more. I'm going to cover those in the MarketView subscription, in the MarketView subscription. I want to go through and talk to you about how we think in probabilities. What are probabilities? Why do we use them? And how do we benefit our trading from this? So it's very, very important, because I say it often that as a trader, all we've got is our probabilities. So if that's all we've got, we better be pretty bloody good at using them and understanding how to use them. So how?
Educating you and helping
you to become the best trader you possibly can be by sometimes nominating some areas that you may not be familiar with that you need to become aware of. So, thinking in probabilities, how do we do it? Well, as a trader, the reason I've got my written checklist, my essential factors, and my bonus factors is quite simply because it increases probabilities by having the checklist. So, let me take you through this. Essential rules are there to make sure that we've at least got it's everything. Well, you got to think like the ocean, not like the drip. And you got to start to focus on the bigger picture. Once you find a probability, you execute that over a large sample set of trades to produce your outcome and your income. All right, so how do we actually start to think in probabilities? Well, the one thing that you've got to do is you've got to stick to your rules, okay? So if you have a losing trade, it doesn't matter. Once you place a trade, whatever happens, happens. You cannot influence the market. You can only influence your own decisions. So if we go through a coin flip, just to give you a really easy understanding example. If you're going to flip a coin, one side's heads, one side's tail, nothing tricky about it, just heads and tails. We've got a 50% chance of a coin landing on a head and a 50% chance that it lands on tails. Now, if the coin lands on heads, you're going to win $10. And if it lands on tails, you're going to lose $10. If you flip the coin 100 times, you'd expect that the number would be something around about $0, because it's a 50-50 probability that it will land on either heads or tails. It might be $10, $20, it might be a little bit either way, but the more we flip the coin, the more likely it's coming back to zero. This is essentially the most easy way to explain probabilities, because it is a dead set 50-50 chance. The more times you flip it, the more times the outcome will be 50-50. Okay? So, in that case, we're not going to make any money, are we? What if we change a single variable? Okay, and this is how the risk reward comes into this as well. This is how we start to think as a trader. If we change a single variable, obviously on a 50-50 coin toss, we can't, you know, we could change it and make it, we could cheat. We could have two heads, we could have two tails, and we could always win, but that's not going to last very long, okay? So we're going to keep it even at 50-50. We're going to keep the probability of success at 50%. But what we're going to do is we're going to change the reward. So if the coin lands on heads, you're going to win $20. And if the coin lands on tails, you're going to lose $10.
And my question to you is this. It's a 50-50 chance. If you win, you win 20. If you lose, you lose 10. Would you play this game? Ask yourself that question. Give me that answer. The answer should be yes. It should be yes. Because what you've done is, about is you've changed risk. Not the actual
if you've
game
got a 70%, 60%, or even 50% outcome of getting 1-to-1, you've still got something to work with.
It's then we make our money after 1-to-1, isn't it? It's when the market moves further and we trail our stop up. It's when we decide we're not going to go for a 1-to-1, or we'll go for a 1-to-1, then we'll go for a final target of 6-to-1, 7-to-1, 10-to-1, whatever it may be. So it's a little bit more different than a coin toss. But thinking in probabilities is about focusing on a larger sample set. It's not about focusing on the one trade. One trade following a simple set of rules that is very structured, it's either going to win or it's going to lose or it's going to break even, depending on how you manage that trade. But over a large sample set, if you can be in the right headspace, with the right routine, the right structure, and execute flawlessly, you can be pretty comfortable that you're going to make money over a large sample set. That's why it's really important to take screenshots of your trades, report on your win and losing trades, and also at the end of each period, so maybe every 10 trades, 20 trades, 50 trades, 100 trades, see how many were flawless, how many were not, and see what the outcome was for that. That way you can really drill down and work out what areas that you can actually work on to increase your probability going forward. So guys, I hope that's been beneficial. It's how to think in probabilities and how to relate that to trading. Have a listen to this a couple of times if you need to. Don't forget this show is brought to you by TraderCobb.com. Guys, the market is a fun place to be. Trading is epic. But it can also play tricks on your mind. Now, for those of you who have been following me for a while, and for those of you that are new, A, hello. B, there's a few things more than just technical analysis that we need to understand. I've been trading for 12 years now, and I can tell you right now that never have I put more weight in the psychology. And it seems to be that the longer you've been trading for, the more you, how do I put this, the more you actually understand how important your own mindset is. And it's such an important part to your success. And that goes across any walk of life. It really doesn't matter whether or not you're, it doesn't matter whether or not you're in business, whether you're a sport, like an athlete, whether you're trading or what it might be. But obviously, I'm trading, so I'm going to discuss it around trading, your mindset, the psychology of trading, how things work and how your head can be ultimately your undoing or what creates success. Now, I can tell you from my point of view, for when I started trading, I came into trading like with an entrepreneurial background in mind, right? I'd run a little business where I was from. I was 22 when I started trading. And basically, I was in a position where I was like, okay, well, I can do things. I can make things happen. I can make things work. I had some money. Not a huge amount of money. It was a huge amount of money to me then, but I had enough money that I could back myself. Now, of course, I was also working, and this is when I was in London. I moved to London. This is when I was working. I decided I was going to get into trading. I was going to work my day job, and I was going to trade on the side until trading actually was able to buy me out of my work. Now, that journey began, 12 years ago, like I said. And what I did was I went into it with that entrepreneurial spirit thinking, I'll just work it out. I spent so much time learning about technical analysis.
You're feeling very good.
You're a bit sad or you feel a bit sick or whatever it may be. Then your best bet is just to go, okay, well, I don't feel good. If I don't feel good, I'm not going to trade because I need to be in the position where I can put all feelings aside and focus and trade objectively. Now, if there's something that's getting in the way of you focusing and being objective, and that's one of the biggest elements to successful trading wiped out. Now, if you're going to wipe out like, a 33.333 reoccurring part of your trading, i.e. you've got trend, you've got strategy, and you've got yourself, so it's one third of the puzzle to being a good trader. If you cannot get into that objective mindset, if you don't feel up to it, then you walk away. Because you're decreasing you're increasing your risk of failure by 33% if your head is not in the game.
So I say it to people that are in the courses. I say it again in my market view. I say it again on all the free content. I say it again and again and again. If you're not up for it, walk away. Because this is your money you're working with. I don't say playing with because it's not a game. You're trading with your money. It's up to you. You can't blame anyone else. So stop yourself from getting into that position of being mediocre, of being average, that if you don't feel good, if your head is not in the right spot, walk away, because your psychology, as I say, can make you or break you, guys. I cannot stress that enough. The same goes for if you look at the market and the market is down and your portfolio, let's say your portfolio is heavily down. Is that a good time if you're feeling really sick or nervous or freaked out? Is that a good time to be trading? No, that doesn't mean you can't trade the whole day. It means you need to have some sort of routine to get you into that mindset. That's why I've got routines for everything. And that might just be going for a walk for half an hour, whatever it may be. Going for a surf. I don't know, whatever it is. Go play your guitar. Go listen to music. Go meditate. Whatever that might be to get you back to that point, you got to go do that. Because if you're not in the right headspace, you're not going to make the right decisions, and it's not going to help. It's just going to spiral and get worse. Don't forget that this show is brought to you by TraderCobb.com, where you can find all your trading education needs for crypto at the website. Free content galore. Go and check out the three strategies, the Bitcoin Breakout, the Crypto Crate on the Fibonacci Boost. TraderCobb.com. TraderCobb.com. Join TraderCobb.com now. G'day everybody, it's Trader Cobb here. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Trader Cobb, COBB, as well as on Facebook, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Also, don't forget to go to TraderCobb.com to join up to the subscription list, whether it be free or the pay list, and get all my courses there, guys. All the links are below. Guys, what type of trader are you? This is super, super, super important. I know that there's a lot of hype and excitement out there, and I know you want to get trade tips, and I know you want me to talk about tokens, and I know you want me to talk about trades. But before I do any of that, it's very important that you start to build a base out for yourself. Now, I teach you all this on my courses in great detail, but this is part of the free content. I want to give you a little snippet of what's in there when you do join our program. Just make sure you're using small amounts. What type of trader are you? And move and morph into the trader that actually becomes successful. And that person will change over time. So I want to have a look at a few things. The questions, what's it going to be? The question is day trading or swing trading? Full time or part time? Don't be afraid to change, because that's going to happen. Okay, it's going to happen. If you're there to trade full time, then you better get some education. And if you haven't already done my courses, then you probably should, because it's an absolutely important thing for anyone full time. If you're part time, I also suggest you do the same thing. I've got the prices super low, so it's very, very accessible, but you do need to get some structure to your trading. We're gonna first of all have a look for you right now, whether swing trading or day trading may be for you. You make the decision, I'll take you through it. So, trading style, swing trading, might be open for a number of days or weeks. You're kind of looking at the 4 hour, the daily, the 8 hour. I use a 12 and 16 hour as well. These are your time frames. You're looking at the higher time frame trends. Now, what this actually does is it gives you more time to think, to go through your checklists, to double check. If you're trading on a 5 minute chart, things happen very, very fast and you haven't got much time to make decisions. And that's fine if you are already very good at what you do and you're very fast at your execution and you're very precise. Me, personally, I'm a pretty laid back character. I like the ocean, I like bodybuilding, I like fishing. Go to TraderCobb.com and subscribe for your free content. Jump on the courses, jump on the monthly video subscriber list, and let's continue to work together. I do as much free content as I can, guys, but ultimately, all the real gold, the complete structure with all the checklist is in the paid content. I've made the prices very acceptable so you can get in there and get it done. And please, let's share this content to the world. That is all I ask of you. Have a great day and speak to you all again very soon. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com, because experience matters.